What's up, everyone? What's going on? Here's the latest. FCC commissioner wants to investigate Apple over beeper mini shutdown. This is going to get terrible. So Republican Commissioner Brandon Carr is calling out the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, to investigate Apple's response to beeper mini. And if those And for those, rather, who are unaware of Apple's initial response to beeper mini, or what beeper mini is a service that briefly brought iMessage to Android. You know, the blue bubbles and all that stuff. If you don't know, that's completely fine. But Apple's initial response was to shut it down, you know, completely just, you know, disrupt its ability to communicate with the Apple services. And then beeper mini figured out a workaround, and then Apple had the same response, no, and they blocked it again. Now, the FCC's Part 14 rules lay out requirements that advanced communication services such as iMessage must follow to ensure they're accessible. By putting a stop to beeper mini, Carr argues, Apple may violate the FCC's rules that says providers shall not install network features, functions, or capabilities that impede accessibility or usability. And I don't believe Apple is doing that. In fact, what you could ask Apple to do is, hey, can you make a toggle switch, a setting, a select option where we can change those green annoying bubbles to something else a little bit more readable? Personally, I find them readable, but of course there's going to be other people that cannot find them readable, and this is understandable. But to say that Apple should allow third-party apps into the iMessage ecosystem, I think this is a bit far. You're asking a little too much. You know, we can't necessarily use third-party chat apps with Facebook anymore. Why isn't people looking at Facebook? I remember a long time ago, you in fact could sign in. I used to use Pigeon. I would sign in on Pigeon to Facebook because it used the Jabber protocol, XMPP or whatever you want to call it. It used it. And then they stopped allowing people to use that. Now, I do believe, correct me where I'm wrong, people, please speak up. It doesn't Apple, the iMessage, use that as a backbone as well, Jabber, something like that. Regardless, beeper mini made an initiative to bring iMessage to Android. Apple didn't like it, and us iPhone users, quite frankly, we don't care. Okay, we don't care. Android users, if you care that much, hop on over to the iPhone train. That's all I got to tell you on this. And I think it's a little bit very dangerous to you to say that cutting beeper mini off stops accessibility. If you want to focus on accessibility, we need to turn an eye towards DRM. If you want to talk about usability and accessibility, let's focus back on DRM. But hey, we can't have a discussion on that. DRM, that's too much. That's too much. Anyway, what are your thoughts on this beeper mini and Apple and Android thing? Let me know.